Good evening, everyone. I'm James. I'm the pastor here at Mars Hill Church. We're going to get going in just a few minutes. Figured to start with some opening comments and a little bit of an introduction about the film and about film and theology, just for anyone. Who's first time do we have tonight? First timers? Okay, quite a few of you. How many people have seen Cinderella Man, the movie we're watching tonight? Okay, about an even mix. Some people have, some people haven't. So I'll tell you a little bit about the film, courtesy of the Internet Movie Database, imdb.com. Great place to find resources about the film. If you want to find out about the making of it, who was in it, some actor you can't remember their name of, a lot of great resources there. We love it at Mars Hill. It helps us prep. But this movie, actually, I normally am not, honestly, a big drama guy. I'm not really into drama films. I'm not actually, a few people laugh because they know that. Film and theology seems to always be horror movies or sci-fi. But not really into drama. It's not my first love. Also not necessarily a big boxing fan movie or a boxing fan. So initially, nothing about this film particularly appealed to me outright, except I knew it was a Ron Howard film. I knew it had Russell Crowe. I liked some of the actors, Paul Giamatti, some of the people who were going to be in it. So I was kind of, I was interested in the film, but also the fact that it, when you, I can digest a drama better when it's put in the context of a period piece. In this case, smack dab in the middle as we move into, the film moves into the Great Depression. So really a look at life just in an earlier time in our country's history. For some of you, if you're not big into drama, not necessarily into boxing like I was, just enjoying the piece, really a glimpse at history and then a glimpse at people's lives living in the midst of that, it adds something, and enough at least, to really captivate me for what is, it's almost a 2.5 hour film that we're going to be watching. So hopefully you guys will enjoy it with me this evening and with everyone else. So, but this was one of the best reviewed films in 2005. Cumulatively, all the reviews, probably one of the most favorably reviewed films. However, it was also one of the least well-attended. In fact, tonight it looks like it might be one of our least well-attended film and theologies in a while too. So it's, everything's holding true. Not sure why. Maybe because it's called Cinderella Man. Not quite as, you know, dynamic as Batman, Superman, Cinderella Man. It's just missing just a little something. So that, you know, we had those great films last year like Star Wars. Anyway, box office slump last year. Everybody in Hollywood whining about just, oh, the cinema industry seems to be in a slump. What's wrong? Maybe not enough good movies. But this film was caught in that slump. And in fact, in the first 4 weeks, it had only made a little less than $50 million. So they actually offered, AMC Theaters offered a deal that if you could come and watch the movie and no questions asked, if you didn't like it, you could get a refund. So they actually started doing some gimmicks to get people into the theaters and offering some special deals. It's almost harkening back to the 1950s where they do things like put smell aroma and shock things in the seats. I'm kind of hoping maybe some of that comes back because I thought that could be fun. But ticket buyers who didn't like the film were promised they'd get their money back. So just things that Hollywood is trying to do. I don't know why. This is a great film. I don't know if it was the name. I don't know if it was the marketing. I actually thought this was a phenomenal film. I think that if you're a man, and particularly if you've been around Mars Hill for a while and really know what we call men to, particularly as members of this church, as potential leaders of this church, and our goal and mission is Mars Hill in this city to bless and love and serve and work and to help change and transform this city with the gospel of Jesus. I think that in many ways, as you look at the character of the film, Russell Crowe's main character, Jim Braddock, I think a lot can resonate with you. And if you're a guy, you might just get a little choked up. I know no man will cry tonight. I know, you guys, you just suck it up, eyeballs get big, you be there. But there may be some close to tears for the guys this evening. Russell Crowe actually dislocated his shoulder during this film while training for the boxing sequences, and professional boxers actually play his opponents. So when you see the guys fighting him in the film, almost all of those scenes are real boxers, and they were told not to hit Russell Crowe. You know, basically, they were try to pull your punches, make it look real, get as close as you can, but then, you know, stop short as best you can so that, of course, you're not landing full boxing punches on this actor who may look kind of buff, but he's not a professional boxer. Well, they tried their best, but actually, Crowe did get injured. He suffered from several concussions and cracked teeth just to make this film that we're going to be watching this evening. So, he actually got a lot of those in some of the bar fights he gets into when he's not filming movies. But I'll give him some, he worked and gave some pain for his craft in this film. We should give him some extra kudos for that. But Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Billy Bob Thornton, and Mark Wahlberg were all considered to play the role we're about to see this evening. Think about that when you're watching, and try not to laugh too much during the film. But Clive Owen was also considered for the role as well. And there was actually just one small thing. We live in such a PC culture. Max Baer, the opponent in the film, one of the final opponents we're going to see Jim Braddock fight, actually, historically, he wore the, what do you call it? He was Star of David. I think I would know that as a pastor, but it's been a long day. So he had actually a Star of David on his trunks, on his boxing trunks. But for sort of PC, we'd be concerned about like having the villain have a Star of David and, you know, anti-Semitism, anything going on. They decided to remove that. They didn't do that in the film. It's just kind of interesting. Some small changes to history. And we're not going to spend a lot of time after the film talking about those. Max Baer, the family of Max Baer, the descendants, have actually stated that he was portrayed perhaps a little overly villainous, a little overly mean. Definitely, it's a Hollywood film. I think that Jim Braddock is shown probably to be just a little bit rosier than he may have been in real life. And of course, his opponent is shown to be kind of a dastardly guy. But we can enjoy the film. Obviously, any film based on a true story has some embellishments. It's been turned a little bit into a little bit of mythology, if you will. But a lot of it is based on a true story. And my father, among other people, actually remember their grandfathers really being into this story and really knowing who Jim Braddock was and knowing the Cinderella Man actually was a cool term and not kind of sissy. So there's a lot of things that hope maybe some of your parents or grandparents actually knew about this and were in on this story, depending on how old you guys are. Maybe we have some people who are that old here with us this evening who were there when it all happened. So we're going to pray in just a minute. Just want to show you how many people, we have a lot of people who are new to film theology. How many non-Mars Hill people? Never been to Mars Hill before. Anyone? Okay, most people Mars Hill, maybe some friends that have tagged along. We're happy to have you. We do film and theology just because really we believe, first of all, that God is real. It says church outside. Most people probably guessed that, but we believe that God is real and that He is our Creator and that He is also our Savior, and we believe that really through our lives He reveals Himself through people and symbols and the story and the narrative of our lives. He really shows us who He is. Sometimes we don't pay attention. Sometimes we're not looking for it. Sometimes we take what He's trying to tell us for granted. But in all our lives He's speaking to us, whether we're listening or not. And even when we make films, this one based on a true story, but whether it's a fictional account of somebody's life and heroism and heroics, we believe that in all things we can look at the spirituality and the narrative themes of films, whether it's based on a true story or not, and actually understand ourselves a little bit better and actually understand our Creator and the purpose and the direction and what He has for our lives and why sometimes we get passionate about certain aspects of what makes a hero, what is morality, you know, what is our role here on this planet in this time and this place that our Creator has put us. So that's what film and theology basically is about. We believe God's a storyteller, and our impulse to tell stories really comes from that. So whether people recognize God or not, the very fact that they're telling stories is a reflection of our storyteller creator, God, who spoke in the beginning and spoke the entire universe into existence. So that's why we do this. It's also just we're really privileged and blessed to have a lot of great volunteers who've come to help tonight with concessions, help run this film for us, open up the facility. So hopefully if you see them walking around, be sure to thank them. I know they'd appreciate it. They don't come here for the adulation, but it's certainly great to encourage those guys who sacrificed for us a bit this evening and may not even be in here in the auditorium with us while the film's going. So let's pray and enjoy Cinderella Man. Father God, we come to you and we just thank you for the privilege and luxury. God, we live in a time and place even unlike the period that we're going to watch in the film this evening, a period when we have the luxury to come here and enjoy beverages, to have the money to purchase concessions, to have the ability to just relax and enjoy an evening and take in such an amazing piece of technology, sound, light, video, and a story just presented to us that we can just immerse ourselves in. And I just pray, God, that you would speak to us through that, that our brains would not be turned off, but we would actually be looking for insight into why certain things compel us to enjoy this film, what makes us sad, what makes us overjoyed, what makes us irritated, what disturbs us. I pray that we wouldn't try to turn that off. We'd actually make part of our enjoyment this evening thinking about those things and thinking about how you might perhaps be revealing yourself to us and revealing perhaps some inspirational traits that we should be looking toward, or perhaps some things in us